Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Psalm 33 presents the review stand where the sovereign Lord sits in regal splendor. Can you hear the marching of feet and the horses' hooves approaching in serried ranks? The conductor lifts his arms, and the instruments unite to play a song of praise to the King. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous! Praise the Lord! Make melody to him! Sing to him a new song! Psalm 33, verses 1 to 3. Then the herald lifts his golden voice and addresses the numberless spectators. Quote, "The word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord." Verses 4 and 5. First to appear in the grand parade is his vast creation, the rolling spheres, verse 6, the pounding surf, verse 7, the earth's inhabitants, generation upon generation, verse 8. Quote, "For he spoke, and it was done." Verse 9. Imagine all this spectacle simply spoken into being. On their heels are the nations that have risen, flourished, and fallen throughout history. Verses 10 and 11. See the Caesars with armor glinting in the sunlight, Attila astride an elephant, the pharaohs decked in gold, the vast bureaucracies of the present day. They all give account to him, now mere footnotes in history, with one exception. Quote, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance." Verse 12. No one escapes his assessment. Quote, "The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works." Verses 13 to 15. The vaunted armies of men are, quote, "vain." Verses 16 and 17. Without his permission. Yet true strength, even over death, is available to his people. Verses 18 and 19. That's why we wait for him, rejoice, trust, and hope in him. Verses 20 to 22. Quote, "He is our help and our shield." Verse 20.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.